everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. This morning, I was looking at an infographic on MormonNewsroom.org, and it's talking about Africa clean water initiatives. And it says on there that, according to the World Health Organization, more than 1 billion people lack access to clean water. And because of that lack of clean water, they're stricken with diseases such as cholera, diarrhea, and typhoid. And then on the infographic, they have all the places in Africa where the church has done water projects from 2003 to 2010. And it's really quite impressive. There are over 15 countries in Africa where the church has done clean water projects. And I was impressed at how much they were doing to provide clean water to people throughout the world, and obviously not even members of the church. I mean, this is just for anyone. It's to provide clean water to the world in general. And it made me grateful, not only for the water that I have access to every day, but also I'm grateful to be a part of an organization that reaches out in kindness to everyone, whether they're members of our faith or not. And that's really what it's all about. I was recently reading a talk from President Hinckley called The Quest for Excellence, and it was in a BYU devotional given on November 10th, 1998. And this is the story that he tells. My wife likes to tell the story of a friend of hers who, when she was a little girl, was left an orphan. She scarcely knew her mother. As she grew, she wondered about her mother. What kind of a girl? What kind of a woman was she? One day, she came across her mother's old report card. The teacher had noted on that card, "This student is excellent in every way." When she read that, her entire life changed. She recognized that her mother was a woman of excellence. Her whole attitude changed. She took on the patina of excellence herself and became a remarkable woman in her own right. She married a man who is recognized in all of these communities, and their children have distinguished themselves for their excellence. I liked that story because I think when we know who we really are, it gives us a sense of our own self-worth and to rise above mediocrity to really become something excellent. And it extends beyond our mortal parents. We are the children of God. We are His offspring. And when we really know that and realize that about ourselves, I think it gives us a greater sense of our own self-worth. I was reading a quote from Steve Jobs in Fortune magazine from March 2008. And he says, "We don't get a chance to do that many things, and everyone should be really excellent, because this is our life. Life is brief, and then you die, you know? So this is what we've chosen to do with our life." I liked that quote because I think he's right. Time really is short here, and we only have one life. So I think it's important that we live life to the fullest as much as it is possible. I found a story that really touched me because sometimes we think that we have certain limitations or perhaps even disabilities that keep us from reaching our full potential or from living life to the fullest. And I found a story in the LA Times written by Helen Elliott, and it's called "Hearing Impairment Doesn't Stop These Hockey Players." She starts off the article by talking about Trey Wilson, a 25-year-old left wing from Riverside who was born deaf, which means that he can't hear anything of what's happening in the hockey game. This is what he says about it, signing his response through his girlfriend, Delaney Watson, who's acting as his interpreter. "I've always just kept my head up and passed the puck and made sure I'm aware of what's going on." I was really impressed by that because he could look at the situation and say, "Oh, I can't hear, therefore I can't play hockey," but he does it anyway. And I think that's a really great example for all of us to see things that we might look on as debilitating or limitations and to become excellent in spite of those. And Trey is not the only one who is doing that. He's one of 23 players that range in age from 19 to 47 who is playing for Team USA at the Second World Deaf Ice Hockey Championships in Finland. All of these players have hearing loss of at least 55 decibels in their better ear. Hearing aids or cochlear implants can't be worn during competition. Many of them have played on mainstream teams, but in this competition at the Deaf Olympics, strobe lights around the rink will flash to alert players to stoppages. They're coached by a man named Jeff Sauer, and this is what he says about them in that article. "The thing about these kids is that they're hockey players. They just can't hear. They understand the game. They know when they've had a penalty, or they know when they go offside. The biggest thing with them is as soon as we get them together, there's a tremendous chemistry. Most of them, when they go home to play, they play on teams that are hearing, and they're either put on the end of the bench or people ignore them because they're intimidated or worried about the fact that they can't communicate. Whereas with us, everybody has got the same situation, and they grew together as a team very quickly. It's really pretty easy. Well, I was impressed by that entire story, and I thought it was a good example for me personally of to continue to strive to be excellent even when faced by a difficult circumstance or a challenging situation. I guess I must be on a hockey theme this week, but I was actually watching Disney's Miracle. It's a movie that came out in 2004, and it's the story of the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team who competed against the seemingly invincible Russian squad, and they won. And there's one moment in the movie where the coach comes to the team and he says to them, this is at the very end, and the team's beginning to falter just a little bit, and he gives them these words of inspiration. "We've come from behind in every game in this tournament so far, and we can do it again. We can beat these guys." I love those words. They're so inspiring. And there are so many situations in life where the underdog really does come from behind and ends up winning. And I love those kind of stories. I want to share one more quote with you before we close today, and it's from Marianne Williamson in A Return to Love, and she says this, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others." I think that quote is probably one of my all-time favorite quotes. It's a good reminder for me that we don't need to shrink or hide. We are children of our Father in heaven, and we were born to be excellent. Thank you for joining me today on Mormon Channel Daily. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories that you'd like me to share, please feel free to email me, mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. You can also post comments on our Facebook wall as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The song of the day that I'd like to leave you with today is called Keeper of the Faith, and it's featuring Mindy Gledhill. Thanks again for joining us, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Sculpted day by day to be a
keeper of the faith. When summer strays and colors change, when clouds bring on the pouring rain, when nothing fills this empty space and I am afraid of what awaits, I'll remain a keeper of the faith. And I stand solid to the bone, stronger than a stone. Still I'm soft as potter's clay, sculpted day by day to be a keeper of the faith. When angels come to light the way, when voices swell and praise your name, when you come forth in saving grace and you holy face, you will see I'm a keeper of